Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I call him the unicorn for a reason. He does some things that are pretty extraordinary. So we got to continue to highlight what he can do with or without the ball himself. So he's another guy that he's playing really good football right now.
In response to that, we asked Ben Johnson about it. He said he loved it. And then he went on to say that you're kind of a unicorn in terms of what you do and your athleticism. What do you think when he says that, and what do you think that means?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm happy he thinks that of me. It's like a little joke, like how we say, it's like my nickname, I guess. I don't know.
What do you do that's unicorn-like? What do you mean by that?
I don't know. Just, I guess he's saying rare stuff. Because unicorns are rare. That's the best guess I have. I don't have a horn.
We're back with more of your local Ford dealers football pregame show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to your local Ford Dealers pregame show. That was a very funny exchange. We got a couple unicorns with us. We've got Ole Kreutz and James Big Cat Williams. I got to tell you, it is really interesting to hear Ben Johnson. There are two thoughts. The first, it's kind of interesting that he keeps calling him a unicorn, and now they're nicknaming him that. And then you hear him comment on it, which is kind of funny. But the thing that alarms me is, are we going to see him attempt to throw a pass today, or are they going to do some kind of end around with the tackle and get? I'm just like afraid now that he's been termed a unicorn, that the coach might try to prove it to you.
I'm more of a narwhal. I mean, a unicorn. Guys. More of a. I appreciate it, Mully. You're trying to give me a compliment, but I was just watching Animal Planet. I think I'm more of a narwhal than I am a unicorn cat. But, you know, the guy is a big, strong, incredible athlete for his size, right? And we know what Ben Johnson is doing. He said that in August, I think, or earlier in the year, and took a little flack for it. So Ben Johnson seems like the kind of guy who likes to say, see how right I was that this guy was a unicorn. That block cat on Shamar Stewart, the Bengals' first-round pick, was fun to watch. Said since he came here, you know, Big Cat and I do a lot of working out together in the mornings for the listeners, so we talk a lot about the football players and what we watch and who we see blocking. We've talked a lot, Cat, about the way this young man comes off the ball with his pad level, the movement he gets. Obviously, his pass pro has improved, and he's battling through an elbow injury, man, and he's out there on the field. And like Coach Ben Johnson said, playing good football and the exact kind of guy. We've been saying for years, and obviously consistency is key here, we've been saying for years about this Bears team. Need young players to develop into all-pro, Pro Bowl-type players. And we might, I don't want to get over my skis here, but we might be seeing this out of this young man.
Yeah, watching Darnell Wright play is an enjoyment from a prior right tackle. You know, the way he comes off the ball, the way he attacks the double
teams. Do you think people respect him or they don't? Nobody respect. Well, I don't know. Sorry, Banks. That was bad.
Hey, he is earning that respect right now.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
You know, just being able to watch him come off the ball, the way he attacks the double teams. Like Olin said, the communication or lack of need of communication between, you know, him and Jackson. Just being able to come off the ball and get things done. These are the things that you're looking for. And Darnell Wright, you know, 2 years ago, I think I was saying the same thing about him that we were saying that I was saying about Benedict. You know, can he get to the point where he, you know, he's not putting his head into blocks? Can he use his length? Can he use all that strength that he has? And now you're seeing it all come together as a package, and it's, yeah, it's really fun to watch right now.
And I think we're seeing a team that is, I mean, most teams are right-handed when they run the football, but, man, they look like they could, I mean, they really look good running the ball behind him right now, and they have for a number of weeks. The other element of his game is that for some reason he was kind of catching penalties early in the year, and that seems to be cleaned up quite a bit. So I wouldn't argue with how well he's playing and how well, you know, just the offensive line seems to have developed a bit as the season has gone on. We know they were, you know, they spent a lot of money on the interior of the line, and really he's the only starter that is a returning starter. But it's like they didn't know each other very well, and now they've suddenly – they're learning themselves as the year goes on. Again, you know, I get it. It's something to do with opponents, et cetera, but it's pretty good to see these days.
Yeah, but these are the times that you want to be able to learn when you have the opponents that you've gone up against,
right,
and you're able to make these mistakes and correct them on film and still get some wins – as you're going along. You know, now that, you know, after this week, when the Bears are going to get into the meat of the NFC, they're going to need the things that they screwed up early in the season that they have fixed. They are going to need these things to work well. That's why, hence, you always hear people talk about, you know, it takes a couple years for an offensive line to gel, only in the sense that the sooner they gel, the better they can work together. A lot of communication goes on in a short period of time when you're on the offensive line. You know, you have split seconds to make some decisions, and you can't always trust that you're going to be able to have the communication that you need to do it. Sometimes it's just about you and the guy next to you seeing the same thing and knowing how to react to it.
Yeah, they've done a really nice job getting that O-line moving in the right direction since the bye week, right? And you're talking about Darnell Wright, Mullen, running right, and Jonah Jackson there. And that double team is deadly, man. They are moving guys off the ball. They're asking Dolman to do what he does well, which is reach guys on outside zone, and then Tooney and Benedict fitting in there. But that right side, you know, obviously you give a right guard $17 or $18 million a year, and you draft a guy number 10 in the draft, which is Darnell Wright. You expect something out of that side, and now you do have a side that looks dominant, gets after people. Now, we talked about what these teams are, that they are ranked low, and eventually, like Kat said, they're going to see some really good defenses here coming up down the stretch. But on film right now, Coach Dan Roshar, Coach Kyle Devon, the assistant offensive line coach, really working with these guys, getting to run off the ball, move people, get pad under pad, get their hands inside, hands low to high, get movement. You see a lot of these fundamentals, these techniques on film. And then you got a guy in Darnell Wright, Cat, like you talked about, also winning on the edge in pass protection and winning frequently, like not showing up at all, erasing guys out there on the edge. And he's been fun to watch in this 4, 5, 6 game run here, where talking about all these special, you know, the wide receiver position, a running back position, tight end, right? Maybe the best football player on their offense right now. Just pure football player, where you just talk about guys playing football on the Chicago Bears offense. I'd put Darnell Wright number one right now, ranked the way he's playing ball.
Am I wrong to worry that they're going to include him in some kind of a trick play? Am I wrong
trying to ignore you.
I know, but every time I see Ozzy Trapillo in motion, I kind of think, oh no, like I'm kind of waiting for that to be you. I just think the guy's very creative, the play caller. Right. I don't think he's going to dumb plays.
When they were catching passes in the offseason,
he caught a
right?
one-handed
O-line pass. Versus D-line. Yes. You saw that route he ran. I don't know if he was going against Grady Jarrett, or I forget who he was going against, but, man, he ran a pretty good route. To your point, Mully, I think they said they saw Cole Kmet throw the ball, and that's why they came up with, we'll have Cole Kmet throw a pass, which Cole was I guess he was a relief pitcher at Notre Dame, too.
Oh, he was a good
on their
one.
Baseball
he was a
good, team.
Good baseball player.
Yeah, just
player.
Really good yeah. athletes. That you know, I think we saw an end around. Panay Sewell ran an end around against the Bears, didn't he, or something?
He was going to throw on one. Yes,
throw
on remember
one.
That?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So yeah, I mean, so to your point, and hopefully, like it doesn't get like our former staff where Doug Kramer fumbled the ball on the 1 yard line. Hopefully, we don't get that kind of result. I want to bring that up, Mully, just to give you more anxiety and more stress there in your seat about what could happen here today when Ben Johnson gets going. But, hey, Cat, man, Darnell Wright, we've been waiting for a guy like this on this offense. Now, consistency is key, obviously.
Yeah, he's got to continue what he has started to put together. You know, like we said a couple times, the meat of this season is coming up. The pass rushers that he is going to face, the defenses he is going to face after in the next upcoming weeks is going to be a lot different than what they faced early in the season for these first 8 games. So to see him grow, and hopefully he will continue to grow, and, you know, 12, 14-year career out of a right tackle – That would be something that we have definitely been looking for, and he's playing well.
Mm-hmm. Why did you draft a replacement for him? I mean, I just wonder about their team building when you see right. and you make a comment like that, Kat. And I'm with you. I thought when they drafted the guy, they thought he could play 10 years there or whatever. I don't know why Ozzy Trapillo, did they think he was going to be a left tackle and then unfortunately hit the rookie wall when they found out that was the term that the general manager used in camp when they realized, oh, no, he's not a left tackle, which he wasn't a left tackle in college. It was just a weird kind of – they do some strange things, that's all. I'm talking about on the offensive line with the general manager, you know – we haven't talked in a long time about Ozzy Trapillo other than being in motion. And I like him. I'm not saying he's bad, but it looks like he's playing behind a guy who's going to be there forever. And then you got Kieran Amagaji hidden apparently on IR because he's got to learn how to play football a little bit from going to the Yale. Is that where he went? I mean, it's just, I just don't know why they're drafting guys that don't seem to either are redundant or don't seem to have a future at a position.
Well, yeah, you look at before the season started and, you know, most of the talk was about having to replace that left tackle, about wanting to get someone in there at left tackle. So the fact that they did not go out and get a true left tackle, you know, a left tackle that wasn't going to be as much of a project is, you know, it's a little mind-boggling. You know, you hear the Bears talk about the things that they need to work on, the things that they need to improve, and that was definitely one of the things that was on their list. But, like you said, they addressed it by bringing 2-3 right tackles in and hoping that they could switch over to left. I don't know. And I've heard Olin talk about it for the last I don't know how many years as far as, okay, if you're going to replace this guy, who are you going to replace him with? Because during the season, you know, these guys aren't just growing on trees. You're not just going to be able to go out there and get yourself one a good, you know, as a free agent during the season. So take care of it during the draft. Take care of it before the season starts. So it is a little mind-boggling.
Mully Cat is my training partner in the morning. And what that was, you heard, was disgust. I heard Olin talk about it. He said he's heard me talk about it way too much, Mully. You know, like he's like, are we doing this again? Right? Are we talking about the same thing again? I tell him, I say, look, man, that's Ryan Poles' fault. That's not my fault. I got to talk about the same stuff over and over again. But earlier when we were talking about Theo Benedict, that was one of the thoughts I had. And, you know, you compliment him for where he came from. But I thought to myself, I don't know if we're even talking about the long-term answer at left tackle for the Chicago Bears, right? Like, will his development, will they give him that time to develop? And as far as Ozzie Trapillo goes, yes, he is a right tackle, and he is behind a guy who looks like he's going to be there for a while. So to your point, and if you just look at this week, right, they trade for Shoyenka, right?
Yes.
The defense, that's just another Austin
Shoyenka.
Booker.
Joe right, Tryon like, Shoyenka. Yep.
Yeah, just another Austin Booker, right? Like, it's the exact same player, Mully, to your point. Right? Dial goes down. You need a first and second down defensive end, a guy who can hold up there against the run. And Shoyenka, he can rush the passer, but that's why he's been on three different teams since he was a first-round pick, is he won't play the run. So interesting to see what they do there. And just another example of, okay, need a left tackle, need a first, second down DN, the guy you signed doesn't seem to be that guy, right? Ozzie Trapillo coming out of Boston College. Everyone said he's a right tackle. Boston College moved him from left tackle to right tackle. You came here, put him at left tackle, and then said, well, that's not what he is. And Karan's got to have an injury there that we don't know about. That's why we don't see from him. He was a left tackle. That guy looks like a left tackle, moves like one, has amazingly long arms, has all the traits, but we haven't seen him in a while. So just a question mark, and we keep bringing up, right, the last winning team the Chicago Bears played was the Detroit Lions, and we saw how that went. So we're all waiting for this to come around to, okay, now here's a team. Here's a team who challenges your weaknesses, the way you're built, and we're thinking that it's going to rear its head, the fact that, to Mully's point, Kat, that we don't have a left tackle, and your plan at left tackle seems strange to most of us.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. And, you know, I have learned over the years not to even raise offensive line questions like that with Olin. So it's a delight that you could answer that question, James, because every time I ask a question, Olin, do you realize this? You say, are you trying to get me upset? Like, it is right in your wheelhouse. Unfortunately, we've talked too much about it. Right. I, you know, I can't help but wonder if Braxton Jones is going to be healthy at some point and maybe back in the mix at some point. You never know. You just never know.
Yeah, that knee injury was strange, right?
And, yes.
And will he be back in the mix when we see these DNs that we're talking about that are coming up, man? And you know, if I was him, I'd stay ready. You never know what's going to happen. If I pull out that film, Kat, I hate to say this, but if I watch past situations, right? If I watch, like, you know, we're going to throw the ball. They always say in the NFL, in college, in any, this is the time tackles earn their money, right? When you know it's pass pro, the game is on the line. Theo Benedict has not won at all in those situations since they put him at left tackle. And that's just honest truth, what the film says. He has not had very many wins in those kind of situations. So you could see, Mully, to your point, you could see anything happening there at that left tackle position as this season goes on.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to bring in the former Giant, Howard Cross. He's the sideline reporter for the Giants radio network. We'll talk about New York and what to expect today from them. We will do that next. You're listening to your local Ford dealers pregame show on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military.
10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen, it's a good team coming on in here. I know what their record says, and I know I've been saying that for feels like the past few weeks, but you talk about a really talented group who, since they made the quarterback change, you can tell he's really given them a spark. Their offense can score some points, and they have playmakers. And then defensively, this you could argue this is the best defensive front that we've seen so far this year. And so huge challenge at hand. You know, we're going to have to be on our stuff here again this week, and I know the guys are going to be ready for this challenge.
We're back with more of your Loco 4 Dealers football pregame show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to your Loco 4 Dealers pregame show. That, of course, the voice of Ben Johnson, and he's talking about Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart, went to the same high school as Jim McMahon, oddly enough. So that's a connection for you. And we are delighted to welcome. We've got the great Olin Krutz. We've got James Big Cat Williams. And now we have another football player, the tight end from the Giants, doing a lot of broadcast work is, of course, Howard Cross. And Howard joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline, Circa Sports Betting the way it should be. Howard, good morning. How are you?
I'm a little cold. Chicago's a little chilly here for
Yeah, you should have been here. I think 2 days ago it was 58. It felt like summer would last forever, and now here we are. It's just crazy how the weather in this town changes. Do you think it'll impact the game? No one wants to hit when it's cold out, right?
I don't think it's going to impact the game. I think, you know, both teams are probably looking for a little cold weather. They probably haven't had that much this year. So they're all excited to play. Everybody's warming up. They barely have on shirts or sleeves, and everybody's trying to show off their guns and everything. So it's kind of funny to me. So when I played, I wore everything they issued.
Hey, Howard, it's James Williams. We talked earlier about Dexter Lawrence and Carl Banks as far as the little – conversation back and forth that they got into. Are there defensive issues, in your opinion, more scheme-wise or more effort-wise by the players that are playing those positions?
I think that they got caught into a couple of guys got banged up, especially in the secondary. You had two veterans they got knocked out of the game, and then you lost Flott, so you're playing without three of your top secondary guys, and whether you play a great defensive front or not, you got to have everybody filling every gap. And the communications isn't there. Some of the gaps weren't going to be filled, and that kind of made it look a little different than it probably should have. Now we've gotten almost everybody back except for one player, so in the secondary, I think that's going to help out tremendously for these guys.
Hey, Howard, when you watch this Giants offense and what Coach DeBall is trying to do and Kafka is trying to do with Jackson Dart. What do you see from them? I know they have a lot of injuries, but what are they trying to do? What are they trying to improve on to get the ball in the end zone to score more points so to try to get this team back moving in the right direction?
Well, you know, losing Neighbors and Scadaboo kind of like set the offensive production back a little bit, but they can still get it done probably because they got so many tight ends running 12 personnel in a lot of different ways. Could definitely improve the offense and put a lot more points on the board. The biggest thing they're going to have to do, though, is make sure when the ball is thrown to them, they all got to catch it. The Giants have a tremendous amount of drops this year, and they're working to try to get rid of that.
I'm just curious, when we talk about the Giants and, you know, everything that's gone on, obviously the whole Daniel Jones thing and you know, it seemed like they made the right decision. He goes to Minnesota for a cup of coffee, and now here he is. They're calling him Indiana Jones with the Colts. And, you know, what is the Kennedy term? Ich bin ein Berliner. I think he's in Berlin right now playing. So pretty amazing to see the way that's broken down. Is Brian Daboll in trouble? Is Joe Shane in trouble? Is there any kind of far-reaching consequence of this season?
I mean, no, I don't think there's a far-reaching consequence just because of that. I think if you see, like, Saquon leaving and going to the Eagles, once he gets to the Eagles behind a very much improved offensive line, he looks like a different player. Looks like right. An all-world player. Daniel Jones leaves, takes a cup of coffee, like you say, to Minnesota, but gets to Indy with a really powerful offensive line, a great run game, and a pretty good receiving core. And all of a sudden, he looks like the guy that they drafted that they were calling Danny Dimes. So, right. Well, yeah, it was kind of plug up every hole they have. And they're trying to, you know, build up the team. You're going to have to get another receiver. You're going to have to get at least another top cornerback. You're definitely going to need maybe one or two linemen somewhere down the line. But as they're going through it, they just got to keep plugging all the holes. They got a lot of tight ends, which is a good thing for my sake. But you still need another guy you can go to on the edge. These guys that's on the opposite side of Andrew Thomas, you know, you can depend on week in and week out. Once we do all of that, then it'll start looking like, you know, they got a chance at things. Hello?
Oh, sorry. James, go ahead.
Yeah. We talked about all the players that have been lost on offense and their ability to move the ball. You look at them last week. Wide receivers counted for about 100 yards in pass receptions. The tight ends that you talked about, are they going to be, do you think they'll be a bigger part in the scheme going forward with, you know, what they're going to be facing weather-wise here in Chicago?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you're going to run the ball, you need bigger bodies out there, especially if they get the ball going. And these guys are also double as receivers, so you can slide them out to a slot. Creates a matchup problem when you're trying to cover a guy that's 6'5", 6'6", on the outside. Like I said, the biggest thing, they have to be more consistent with is catching the ball. When the opportunity comes to them, Jackson Dart's going to keep hitting them with it. They've got to kind of reel it in.
Howard, this defensive line, man, a lot of assets there, a lot of names, Thibodeau, Brian Burns, right, Abdul Carter. We talked about Dexter Lawrence. Coach Andre Patterson, defensive line coach, well-respected, and Brian Cox, the assistant defensive line coach, a name we know well here in Chicago. What are they doing to try to get this unit going, trying to get them moving in the right direction, create the type of chaos that they expect from them?
Well, you know, the big thing with Dexter is like coming back from that pec injury. Sometimes he feels pretty good. Sometimes you can tell it's still bothering him. So he's got to figure out how to work his way through that and be as healthy as possible. I think with Burns and Thibodeau on the edges, I think they just got to keep holding the edge and not get frustrated and start dipping inside. If you do that, you release, you get contained. That's when you kind of get yourself in trouble. But outside of that, they've been playing some pretty good ball, especially Burns. I think he had double-digit sacks already, and we're just halfway through the season.
I'm curious, you know, Jackson Dart, we mentioned that he mentioned earlier this week he thought he'd play in Chicago because he went to the same high school as Jim McMahon, which is, you know, kind of amusing. How much has he improved them? I mean, I know we're not allowed to say he's brought some juice to him or he's brought a spark because we don't want any nasty notes from Russell Wilson. But, I mean, it seems like they're playing better with him.
Yeah, he's a mobile quarterback. You know, he keeps his eyes downfield a lot, and he gets the ball down the field to guys. So he's been very impressive. He plays with a lot of energy, too. What they have to be worried about or be scared of is that he's got to learn to get down once he gets out in the open field. But, you know, he kind of plays a little bit of that linebacker at the quarterback position. And we're wanting him to, you know, keep the enthusiasm, but learn to protect yourself a little bit once you get down the field.
And there's a weird connection with Caleb, because it was Caleb going to USC that led him to transfer, and it was his transfer that led Illinois to get their quarterback, who Ola's two sons plays with at Illinois. Pretty amazing this quarterback go round in the college football these days.
Well, with everything going on with the transfer portal and NIL and everything, it's amazing that anybody stays at any school for any period of time to get developed. It's very shocking. I just hope that these kids are all going to get their degrees as they go along. You know, some of the guys that aren't going to make it into the league, hopefully they don't spend so much time running around that they don't get their degrees.
Hey, Howard, man, the playoff game, the Giants haven't won a playoff game in 14 years. Last 3 years, 16-11, 3-14, 2-7. I know you say Brian DeBall and GM are safe. How does the players feeling about that losing they're doing to try and get that culture moving in the right direction with this young quarterback, with all the injuries? What kind of team can we expect to see today?
You're going to see a team that's going to have a lot of fight. Like I said, you got a lot of players down, but they haven't given up at all. They're still fighting. They're still trying to make it. You're going to see a better defensive performance because you got some of those veterans back in that secondary, and that's going to help them out a lot. From an offensive standpoint, you're going to see these guys get after. They're going to try to run the ball on you guys. They're going to try to get it moving down the field. So I'm excited to see if they can, you know, complete some of the games they've been started. They had the lead in almost every game they played. So if they can just figure out a way how to get a lead, keep building it, and hold on to it to the end, then they'll steal a victory.
Why have they been 0-5 on the road? Why is the road in particular? And what you're saying is accurate. I mean, they've been in games. They just haven't been able to win on the road for some reason.
I don't. It's whatever the ending of the games are, to me, seems like, you know, you got to keep with the same plan you had from the beginning of the game to the end of the game, especially defensively. You can't back off or not pressure. Put pressure on them every play of the game and build the last whistle until the final horn. That's how I would do it. That's probably why I'm not coaching. So I look at things differently than sometimes I see other teams around the league. They, a lot of them do it. Like, oh, let's just not let anybody get behind us. I'm like, I'm not letting them throw the ball at all. Can we do that? But, you know, that's two different philosophies. And, again, I don't get paid to call plays. I just watch teams around the league kind of all fall into the same boat and try to keep guys in front of them and try to make tackles down the field.
Howard, being the guy that gets to go into their locker room, have you seen any animosity between the offense and defense? You know, sometimes those things can flare up when the offense is doing well and the defense is giving up a lot of points. Are they staying as a unit? Are they staying a tight-knit group? Or do you see a little bit of separation in them?
No, they're definitely the same group. They're staying together. They've had some games where the offense couldn't be a drop, and then the defense was holding them down, wishing that you could get a first down. It just goes back and forth. You got to have a game where you guys are kind of connected, everybody's making plays, the offense, defense, and the special teams. So that's what they're looking for today, is trying to get an elected group doing it. Like, so when you start missing guys and start pulling guys in the, you know, play positions at DB, receiver, sometimes linebacker, you pull a lot of guys off the special teams, and that becomes an issue as well. So you just got to hope you have enough healthy bodies and the right mindset to get things done.
Howard, their 2023 second-round pick out of Illinois, who played at Minnesota but here from Illinois, John Michael Smith Jr., their center, is out today. Who do we expect to see them replace him with? And what do you expect to see from this? What have you seen from this offensive line last year? What kind of matchup will there be against the Bears' defensive front?
This offensive line is pretty good. You know, Smitty's out, but he, you know, hopefully he won't be out long. It's either going to be Skinning or the other kid's name. But if we have veteran guys that can go in and play center, and they've done a good job so far. It's not a big drop-off when he's out of the game, because they're so well coached by the offensive line coach, who's probably one of the better ones in the league. So expect him to, if you're going to get pressure, you're going to try to get it from the inside. You're going to attack the guy that left the game last. You're going to go at the center position, but the two guards are playing well, so it's going to be a hard thing to do. Hopefully, and I do mean hopefully, they're able to run the ball. If they can run the ball, it changes the game drastically.
Great stuff, Howard. Really appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
That is Howard Cross. That's good
stuff.
Well,
Howard's not disappointed in them at all. They're doing just fine there in New York, man.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm not making that up. Dable in particular could be in huge trouble.
Right.
And Joe Shane, who's got some connections here, he's from Indiana. It just gets tough when you are working in an environment like that and no one is saying, oh, yeah, poor rookie running back out. Oh, just isn't it sad their best receiver can't play? No one cares. They just want you to win. And that's kind of what the Bears have faced here. And when things start going awful, the whole story gets awful.
Yeah, it's always an interesting study, right, Cap, for these new coaches, because Daboll was 9-7 his first year and lost in the playoffs,
yep.
Right? And Bears are kind of, like they turn around. Matt Nagy turned it around fast with Fangio as defensive coordinator. And just something to always look at as we're going through this first year change as a head coach. And can you hold your culture? Can you keep your team winning? Something you think it'd be interesting for us to look at, because, 9-7 his first year, now 6-11, 3-14, 2-7 this year. So just like that's why Molly asks, Cross, hey, man, I mean, is his job on the line there? And Howard doesn't seem to think so, and they're all doing fine there. But it's just like I want to go look at the Giants and their first year, just kind of try to relate it to the Chicago Bears and changing culture. But not only change your culture, but keep the culture for years after year after year.
Right, and if that locker room is not splintering right now, I think that's a major accomplishment too. Because when you start losing games, and I played on a couple teams where the head coach is there are a lot of questions about him. Will he be back next year? How are guys playing as the season progresses? Especially once you get down into the later games, into December and early January, how much effort are guys putting out, because they know there's so many different distractions that are not only coming from upstairs, but within the locker room. So, being able to hear that a team like that is sticking together, it makes you wonder what's really going on over.
Well, I thought Mully asked a good question for a team that's 11-32 the last 3 years, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see when they get on the field today, and we'll see what happens. Because I'm watching their film and looking at what's going on there and thinking, man, what with all their injuries, like he talked about, what kind of team do we have coming in here? And again, just the kind of game that want to see the Bears play a clean game and really like dominate this football team.
And it'd be great if they had, like, all new special teams players and they were the team making the mistakes.
right. With the injuries,
lovely?
Right? With the new guys out
exactly.
there and yep. guys not filling their lanes like we saw last week on that first touchdown. So it's going to be a game the Bears should win, and a game that we need to execute and go out there and put on the field what the Bears want to look like. And I think that's why you hear Ben Johnson saying, man, this is a good football team. Like, he's trying to tell his team, like, stay ready, stay focused, Kaka. Like, a little focus drops off. The NFL, even though it looks bad, the talent level isn't that big of a difference.
Yeah, this is one of those games that you could go into and, you feel like you have it all wrapped up because they have a few injuries. You're on a roll right now. What you're doing well as the Bears works against what they're not doing well, what both – offensively and defensively, and you're right, you could get a little lax. All of a sudden, one or two plays don't go your way, and now you're looking up at the Giants. They're in a situation where those outside linebackers are now pass rushing you know, full tilt off the edge against our tackles. And, you know, we don't – teams like New York, you want to get them out of the game as soon as possible. The longer you let them hang around, the more dangerous they become.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. You are listening to your local Ford Dealers pregame show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The history of it, you know, I was younger, you know, always seeing, you know, the elite defense and, you know, the teams that they had. You know, also I went to the same high school as Jim McMahon. So, you know, was just following that, you know, and then at the same time, just, you know, just a traditional organization.
Jackson. Is that where the headband comes from?
Huh? No.
We're back with more of your local Ford Dealers football pregame show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to your local Ford Dealers pregame show. We've got Olin Krutz, we've got Big Cat Williams, and we've got a comment there from the head coach or the head quarterback, the lead quarterback, excuse me, the first team quarterback. He took over from Russell Wilson and they've gotten better. That's Jackson Dart. And he did go to the same high school as Jim McMahon. I don't know if that makes you want to play for the Bears. Apparently it does for him. Didn't Marcus Mariota want to play for the Bears at one point, Olin?
I'm sure. Why wouldn't he? And Tua Tagovailoa, now that you mentioned.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
And Dominic Raiola, but he was busy playing center for the Lions, so that didn't work out.
There was a center here. Didn't need him. I'm just curious when you hear from that kid, and I don't think I know. Where'd he go? Utah, was it? Instead of BYU? Mm-hmm. And then he ended up transferring. I think he's played better than I thought he would, and they mm-hmm. gave him the opportunity probably faster than I thought he would. They would. But Russ, man, he's had a couple of rough years.
Yeah, I think he went to USC and then transferred to Ole Miss.
Oh, it was right? USC.
But
yeah,
I think he did. But he, you know, Jackson Dart. Now, when you watch him, and obviously Russell Wilson's film, from early in the year is not great, right? Holding on to the ball, not getting the ball out, not finding receivers, not keeping that offense moving in the right direction. They were really struggling, and in came Jackson Dart. And I think that really impresses me about him is how fast the ball comes out for a young quarterback. And just, you're always looking for the same things we look for Caleb Williams, right? Footwork. Does he understand the line of scrimmage? Is he communication well? Snap count, processing information. And for a young guy, Cat, who hasn't played a lot of football, he is impressive, and he can use his legs, and he can get out there and hurt you with his feet, but also how fast that ball comes out of his hand. He doesn't seem to hold it long, doesn't take very many sacks, does a really nice job getting the ball into his playmaker's hands. Now, a big problem for him is, and you heard Howard Cross talk about, he doesn't have very many playmakers anymore there on the Giants' offense. It's just kind of him, and can they force the running game? And I think they even have two running backs who are out, James Conner and Scadabo. So they are behind the sticks a little bit there. But as far as him, young quarterback, watching him play, you can see why they took him, and you can see why they went to him early.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. He has a lot of energy. He brings a lot of energy to the field. I feel like he pumps up the guys around him just by the way he plays. I don't know what he's like as a person. I don't know how, you know, he communicates with those guys, but I know watching him play, watching him try and run through a defensive player, watching him trying to stay in bounds for an extra yard as opposed to just dipping out of bounds. You know, as a former lineman, those are things that kind of get you pumped up because, you know, this guy is out here and he's trying just as hard as you are and he's going to make some things happen. You know, you get those guys rallying around you and hopefully this is not the week that they figure some of those things out and they're able to get the ball downfield. You know, it'll be interesting to see how much they have to dink and dunk because of the pressure that the Bears are able to put on them. But yeah, he's a good-looking kid. He's fun to watch, and, you know, he brings a lot to that offense.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. We come back. It is Grody time. I'm sure, Olin, you've talked to him about figuring out what the weather's like, what the field's like. He's probably out there in his tighty-whities just walking the field trying to perform his duty.
What's going on here, man?
Put his cleats on. Get
different
off,
size cleats.
Now you got him in tighty whities, which is interesting. I never thought about that. So
I'm just saying that, for the cold, to figure out the cold.
Yeah, that in cleats would be interesting for sure.
You give him all sorts of instructions. He crawled under, and he
never listens. I never got him to do any of it yet.
Oh, come on. He's your soon-to-be partner. You're going to be reading
it. Spiegel's writing us a song. We got all kind of things going on.
We got Grody time next on your local Ford Dealers pregame show on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.